Welcome to Walgreens. Looking for a holiday gift?
Sort of. My cousin Freddie showed up to surprise us.
Oh, sounds like a real nice surprise.
Exactly. So now I have to get him a gift, but I haven't gotten my bonus yet. So if we can make it something really nice, but also not break the bank, that'd be perfect.
How about a Keurig for 50% off?
Bingo.
Savings all season. The holiday road is long. We're with you all the way. Walgreens. Offer valid November 26th through December 27th. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Just after midnight, in the early hours of March the 1st, 2001, a man dialed 999 from his home in Balbriggan, North County Dublin. His voice was frantic. "My wife has fallen down the stairs. She's not moving. I don't think she's breathing." Paramedics rushed to the terraced house on Clonard Street, and upon entering, lying at the bottom of the stairs, they found 27-year-old Mary Goff. She was pale, cold to the touch, and unresponsive. Her husband, Colin, stood by, distressed. He told them Mary had tripped and fallen down the stairs. But later, under the bright lights of an examination room in Beaumont Hospital, doctors noticed something unusual. Not just about the deceased, but also about her grief-stricken husband. In the resuscitation bay, doctors work on Mary in sequence. Airway, breathing, circulation. A nurse notices faint linear marks high on the neck. A doctor pauses, looks closer. Something is off. The injuries don't appear to be consistent with a supposed fatal fall down a staircase. While the team continues efforts to save her life, a quiet word is passed amongst the staff. Alert, Gardaí. When someone is murdered in Ireland, the Gardaí call in a team of forensic scenes of crime examiners from the Technical Bureau. And for 25 years, I was part of that team. My name is John Sweetman. I was there to read the silent and often hidden clues at a crime scene. I saw what killers tried to hide. Fingerprints unknowingly left behind. Murder weapons hidden in plain sight. Handwriting that betrayed a lie. Every detail told the real story. And now, I'll tell you those stories. In this new podcast from Go Loud, I take you inside some of Ireland's most haunting cases, following the evidence step by step and uncovering the truth behind the investigations. Lines of Inquiry. Available first on Go Loud and wherever you get your podcasts.